You mentioned the biome, and you had some fascinating slides in a slide deck that you sent to us that I was curious about. Can you talk a little bit more about what we've learned about that? You also talk about this Fusobacterium nucleatum. I'm not sure I pronounced it correctly. Maybe just talk a little bit more about the biology of what we know about this.
Yeah, well, I can take 2 seconds, and that's about what I understand of it. You just summarized it all, right? So the Harvard folks have done the best work on it, I think. We have got 3 different scientists working on the biome here at UCSF. It's very clear that the microbiome has interactions with the immunologic system, for sure, and or with drug metabolism, metabolism of toxins. For instance, could it be that we think that capecitabine may be metabolized in some people by the microbiome partially so that it may be activated in the gut before it's even absorbed as a prodrug? So could that account for changes in toxicity, et cetera? In terms of the way the diseases evolve, the data from the Farber suggests that patients with Fusobacterium nucleatum, which tends to be dominant more on the right side than the left side of the colon, those patients tend to have higher risk of cancer and don't do so well. Again, proving that it's cause and effect is difficult. I mean, when you get into the nitty-gritty here, you realize it's really even hard to sample the biome without thinking that you might change it. Right? Because you put a swab in, you know, does that change the environment? Or you have a patient who, of course, has had a bowel prep. Well, tell me about the biome in that patient. I mean, it's ridiculously complicated. And, you know, it's evolving. The people at Hopkins think, the pathologists at Hopkins think there's like a biofilm. So some people have sort of bacteria embedded in the crypts in the bowel, and that could be related to the risk of cancer because it may disturb the immune cell's function. It's immensely complex, and again, we're not even close to having a handle on it, but it's some of the most fascinating research there is, I think.
Speaking of Hopkins, I was going to ask you in terms of, I think you alluded to the possibility that somehow the biome is related to the immune system, checkpoint inhibitors, et cetera. What do we know about that?
Yeah, so we know that there's an interaction. We don't know consistently over what the makeup of the biome is to optimize the outcome, but it's thought that that probably explains why not everybody with MSI high colon cancer benefits from the checkpoint inhibitors, but more importantly, why even when patients benefit, many will develop resistance. So the assumption is that the biome has something to do with resistance, somehow in the trafficking of lymphocytes in the crypts. You know, again, we're starting to wave our hands when we start talking about these details, but immense opportunity if we could figure this out. As I said, we've got a number of groups around the country have huge efforts in the microbiome. It's not as if we haven't known about this for a long time, but it's just now dawning on everybody that it really is important.